This is Earth and Sky. Light travels at a finite speed. That's why the farther away we look in space, the deeper we're looking back into the past.
And it takes a very bright light to travel across space for billions of light years and still be visible. Quasars are that bright light. A single quasar outshines trillions of suns. From Earth, quasars look like stars, but they're not stars. Modern astronomers believe that quasars are associated with galaxies and with black holes at the centers of galaxies. A quasar might be a black hole in the center of a young galaxy that actively devours the material around it.
What you've gotten onto is another one of the great problems in modern astrophysics and cosmology is how did these galaxies and quasars and black holes form?
That's Patrick Osmer, a professor and chair of the astronomy department at The Ohio State University. He said that quasars might signal the birth of a galaxy.
What's exciting is we now have the power with telescopes like Hubble and the large ground-based telescopes to see objects so far away that we're seeing back to very close to the era when they were just forming. And so that's what we're about here, and the quasars and now other galaxies can be observed at those same distances.
That's our show. Thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.